USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax on Friday he is very hopeful the U.S. Supreme Court will recognize his state's authority to protect life.
The Supreme Court has tried since 1972 to legislate whether babies can live or die. It's been a disaster. The law continues to change. Nobody ever knows what it really is going to be, because every time we get a new justice, we have a new law. That's not the way this is supposed to work.
The law, which has been in effect since September, bans almost all abortions in the state after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the ports in his state can act as part of a solution to ongoing supply chain issues. Unlike California, ports in Florida are always operated with 24/7 service, he said during an interview with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House said Friday that President Biden drove by the U.S. southern border with Mexico during a 2008 campaign trip after the president said during a CNN town hall Thursday that he had been to the border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki highlighted Biden's work on the immigration issue when he was vice president, noting that he went to Mexico and Central America several times.
He did drive through the border when he was on the campaign trail in 2008.
Does that count as a visit? He said, I've been there before. You're saying he drove by for a few minutes. Does that count?
What is the root cause? Where are people coming from who are coming to the border, Peter?
The president said that
I'm asking you a question, because I think people should understand the context.
No, you're I'm asking you.
American truckers don't like taking orders, but the Biden administration has increased pressure on them to take the vaccine, willing or unwilling. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Florida businessman Lev Parnas was found guilty of campaign finance charges. Wendy King has this report.
A jury has found Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, guilty of 6 counts of campaign finance criminal charges. Parnas was charged with campaign schemes in which he used money from a Russian backer to fund political donations to win support for a recreational marijuana business. He was also convicted of lying to the Federal Election Commission about funneling political contributions from Igor Fruman to pro-Trump committees, including a $325,000 contribution to the America First Action Super PAC. Co-defendant Andrei Kukushkin was found guilty of 2 counts related to the use of Russian money in political campaigns. Parnas, a Florida businessman, faces up to 5 years in prison for each of 5 counts and a maximum of 20 years for a 6th count of lying to the FEC. Parnas is also connected to events that led to former President Trump's first impeachment. He provided information to House investigators about his involvement in an effort by Giuliani to pressure Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden. Prosecutors said Parnas gained access to elected officials and candidates through illegal funding efforts and showed photos of Parnas with Trump and Giuliani. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.